The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands. Need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Every single day. 9:07 on a Saturday, and we kick it off. Rose Gray, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. I have a fun and full day today. I'm going to be winging my way to Ireland later this afternoon.
Crazy.
I know.
Is that a specialty made outfit that you're wearing?
No.
Did you have that stitched? Because on the back, you got the DKNY,
yeah.
Right?
Nope. She made this. Donna Karen made this for me.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so awesome.
I'm
it's got
the
Brewers logo on the front.
And I was thinking to myself, okay, they lost two games in a row. When's the last time that happened? But then it was just the 9th and the 10th of June when they lost against the A's. So anyway, go Brewers. We got a 3 o'clock game this afternoon. We'll be fine.
So we have a couple of guests already on the show
ready
to go.
We do. It's a never-ending parade of people in the studio and on the phones today. So first of all, I'm welcoming into the studio the senior manager of our Fox Group Vacation Department, Linda Birch, all the way from South Carolina.
Carolina, yes.
Welcome.
Well, thank you. It's a thrill to be with you all today.
She is a loyal listener because
yes,
you can live stream
yes.
this. So, and she was blown away by the Good Karma Brand Studios.
Yeah, well, they're very nice studios.
This is amazing.
Very nice studios.
Yeah. What a wonderful thing.
And then we also have on the phone our good friend from African Travel, Rocky Dean. Hey, Rocky.
Hello, Rose. So good to hear you and so good to... Hi, Linda.
Hi, Rocky. Jumbo. Good morning.
Jumbo.
Jumbo, yeah.
So you might pick up on the fact that our theme overall today, not that we can't take questions about any destination in the world, but our theme overall today is Africa. And if you text 855-616-1620 and type in F as in Fox, W as in World, T as in Tom, FWT, use uppercase letters, it works better that mm-hmm. way, and you will get a beautiful link to one of our three African trips for 2027, which is Extraordinary South Africa and Zimbabwe. 855-616-1620, FWT. I want to see those flowing in on the talk and text line.
So Rocky's here to tell us all about the one trip or all the trips?
We're going to talk about all the trips, but we didn't want to over... Africa's overwhelming in and of itself. Is that not correct?
That is so true.
Yes. And so, but we wanted to focus on one trip. So my passion, my love is South Africa because those are my first four trips to Africa. And then last year I went to Kenya. So we can talk Kenya, we can talk Tanzania. Linda loves talking Tanzania. And Rocky's going to tell us a little bit about African travel in general.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Rose. And I mean, both you and Linda have actually traveled with us too, so you're quite experts as well. But, you know, African travel, we like to say our motto is we know Africa because that's all we do. And we've been around 50 years, so that makes us actually the oldest safari operator that's exclusive to Africa. So we have been building partnerships and sending guests to Africa in style all throughout. And I got to agree with you. I mean, I've been all throughout Africa and I've countless times but South Africa is something unlike anything else. I mean, one day you're sipping on wine, overlooking the most stunning mountain landscapes there is. And then the next day you're looking at, you're watching a pride of lions go right by you, seeing rhinos. And we always like to say it, South Africa is a world within a country because no other destination on earth offers all the things that South Africa does. It just surprises you every day.
And I think I love the way that you phrase that. It surprises you. What I loved about Kenya, or what was interesting to me about Kenya, was the herds and herds of animals in the plains. And you had that in Tanzania, right,
Tanzania,
Linda?
Tanzania, the same thing.
Yeah.
We were seeing the great migration.
But it almost feels like in South Africa, where they're a little more elusive, where you have to work a little harder to see them. Would you agree with that?
I would. I think what makes it around, you never know what's around each bend. So I always tell people, my happy place is always being on a safari. And every day, and I tell people, every day I'm on a safari, what makes it so exciting is every day is going to be different because you never know what's around the next corner, what you're going to see. And because of the landscapes in South Africa, when you're on safari, there's a lot more woodlands and trees that you don't always know. You can't see as far out and away, which makes the encounters that much more exciting because it's just what's around the next bend. And, you know, feeling the open rooftop safari. So like, you know, there's no roof over your vehicle on this. So you're out there and you really feel so connected. And I always think just how, when I'm watching that sunrise, as I'm out there, there's nothing that that can replicate that experience. And just South Africa is just a safari unlike any other. I took my wife and son there for my son's first safari when he was only 7, and he just immediately fell in love with it. He still wants to be an NBA basketball player, but his fallback is to be a safari ranger. So, you know, if he doesn't get to play for the Milwaukee Bucks, well, then I have a good fallback. He can be my safari guide again.
There you go. Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. If you have questions about Africa, I guess today's the day. We'd love to either get that text or a call. Linda and Rocky both here, and of course Rose Gray before she takes off on another trip. But we'd love to hear from you. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
It's going to be a perfect summer day in Milwaukee. 66 currently on the way up to a high of 76. Going to be sunny and beautiful. Rose Gray, you got the studio full today.
I do. So first of all, I want to say shout out to Luann and Jerry who just texted in. Loved our sunsets and safaris trip in May with Kate. Top-notch accommodations, food, and attractions. Thank you, Luann and Jerry. I'm just going to turn it over to Linda and Rocky and let them also talk a little bit about Tanzania and how fabulous that trip is.
Thank you. Tanzania is fabulous. I was so taken the first time I went there. I always thought that was going to be a one-time trip to Tanzania. Off my list, if you will. Halfway through, I knew I had to come back. I just had to go back. It was transformational in so many ways. So, go ahead, Rocky.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, if I had to describe Tanzania in one word, spectacular.
Agreed. It truly, truly is. And I'm very pleased to say I'll be going back for the third time with a Fox Group tour in 2027.
I think 26 is full, right?
26 is full. We've got a full group for this year. So 2027 will be my third year going, and that will be October 19th through the 31st. And we do have some space left, but what I will tell you is whatever you think it might be like, it's so much that and more. The accommodations, fabulous. We were in luxury accommodations throughout. The food was fabulous. And it was a surprise to many people how much our tour guides knew, how well taken care of we were, how much they had pride in their country. They truly were so helpful and so thankful that we were there, and they loved showing everything about Tanzania. It was fabulous.
I couldn't agree with you anymore. And Tanzania is always extremely close to my heart because that was actually where my wife and I went on our honeymoon way back a long time ago. It's one of those destinations that when you're there, I just remember my wife and I we were just completely transformed. We had traveled all over, and that was always our biggest passion, but we both agreed when we were there overlooking Ngorongoro crater, this is something unlike anything we had ever done, and it is absolutely, we have to come back again and again and again. This is just a life-changing experience, and it just out there, I just had so many incredible rush of emotions from everything that I've ever dreamt of, and you know, couldn't even possibly imagine how amazing Tanzania was, from just the, everything from the people to the landscapes, and then, of course, just the wildlife.
Hey, Rocky, can I impose on you to do part of my job, which is answer a text?
Sure.
So we're this texter says, we're considering doing Africa for our honeymoon in 27. We're hoping to combine a safari with some more low-key romantic hotel stay. Can you recommend an area that might combine both, and is that something African travel could help us with?
Yes and yes. So, you know, my honeymoon was to Tanzania, and then we also did kind of what we call the bush and the beach. So what I mean by the bush is a safari, but then we also relaxed on the beach. And since we went to Tanzania, we went to, you know, we did our safari in Tanzania, just like the safari that Linda has done and will be doing. And Fox got another great one for 27. And then we also did a little beach extension over to Zanzibar, because it was its same country. So it's just a short little flight over. But then we also actually did an extension, because Africa has just got so much to see and do. And we've got to do as just the most spectacular honeymoon ever. And then we went to Victoria Falls after that. So we kind of combined a little of East Africa and Southern Africa. And my wife and I agreed after that trip, the best accommodations we had ever stayed in were all on that trip in Africa. And every time I come back, if I had to make a list of the 20 best accommodations I've stayed anywhere in the world, all 20 are in Africa. So there is a lot of great recommendations. So I guess I would have to say to that couple that's thinking about doing it, do it, because it's also the most spectacular stories that you'll get to experience and share. And then as far as where to go, well, we can talk some more in detail. Happy to, you know, hear from them too, as to what exactly they want to do and, you know, when they're going, all that. But I guarantee you do a honeymoon in Africa, you will just love it for forever and ever. And actually then you'll come back and do anniversary milestones there too. So my wife and I have done our 10-year anniversary there, and we'll probably do our 14th year anniversary, probably 15th year, and just keep going that way.
Hey, Rocky, can you hang out for a little while longer?
Absolutely.
All right, perfect.
You want to see and get more ideas about where to go in Africa? Just text FWT to 855-616-1620, and you'll get a link back with all the trips that are coming up for 2027. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
We are just popping in the studio today. Linda, Rocky, Rose, I'm Dayton, and we are talking Africa.
And actually, while we were on break, Linda said, we've got to talk about the hot air balloons. And so we're Indeed. Just going to dig right into that.
It was amazing. Now, I know you did the one in Kenya.
Yep.
Because you and I were in Africa almost for a couple of days.
Yeah.
You were in Kenya and I was in Tanzania. But there's two options in Tanzania, Tarangire, and the big one that I really enjoyed was out on the Serengeti, where you can literally see the plains forever. But you can to see the wildlife from above and how they're moving and how they interact is truly amazing. Well worth it.
And Rocky, you've done it too, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And is one better than the other one?
No, I've had... anywhere that it's available, I do. So, you know, I always, you know, tell people that I'm not the most early riser, like morning person, but on a safari, I am always eager to wake up as soon as possible. And just there's nothing like that sunrise as you're going out there. And it is, as Linda said, just as you're kind of hovering over, it's so peaceful, so amazing. It just, Africa, that's what Africa does. It just at every point, at every corner, it just wows you and it just overwhelms you sometimes with those emotions and those feelings. And you just think, you know, I hear so many people say that, you know, this is a once in a lifetime trip. And I always know once you go to Africa, you will come back, because it just hooks you. And it's not a vacation. It's a life changing journey.
Yep. Exactly. And if you have a fear of heights, get over it before you go to Africa.
Because
you just do not want to miss out on that.
You don't even realize it because you're so focused on what you're seeing around you.
Yep. Yeah.
I couldn't agree more.
It's an adventure. Do something adventurous, for goodness sakes, right?
And then there's a lovely brunch afterwards.
Yeah.
let's go to the champagne toast at the end of it.
Oh, exactly.
And a fabulous breakfast.
You guys crack me up because I said this. When you think of Africa, I just think, oh, is it going to be dirty? Am I going to be living in a tent all the time? And you're like, these luxury things, and we're doing champagne, and we're in balloon rides. I'm like, oh, this is not the Africa I picture in my mind. So,
And here's the thing. Although we would have loved to have Rocky in studio, he's flown out to Wisconsin to do some shows for us recently, and we thought it was a little bit of an imposition to have him fly in, although he could have gone to Summerfest. But, Rocky, if people want to meet you in person, what can you tell us about your trip here in September?
Ooh, well, I'll be coming out there for the big Fox World Showcase. I'm so excited to be coming out for that because, one, I get to see everyone on the Fox World Travel Team, which I absolutely love seeing everyone out there. But then I love meeting, you know, your travel guests and everyone that comes out there. It'll be in Oshkosh at the EAA Museum, right?
Yeah. Second year in a row because the one we did 3 years ago, we've sort of outgrew that one. And so we did EAA, blew everyone's mind. And if we're going to bring people like Rocky and African travel to blow your mind, we want the venue to blow your mind as well.
Yeah, so that is September 12th. So if you want, you do need to register ahead of time because there is a capacity at EAA. It's a big capacity. I mean, there'll be a lot of people that will be able to get in. But make sure you go to foxworldtravel.com and look for that vacation showcase under Stay Connected and Travel Events and get that on. Rocky, I think we're going to let you get on with your Saturday here.
Well, wait a second. Oh. Do you mind hanging on for the rest of the show?
I can hang on.
He's
on
for the whole show.
Yes, he's committed.
Oh, man, I love it. Most guests are like, we got to go. I got to cut my grass.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, so he is going to hang on with us. So questions about Africa. We've got Linda and Rocky and Rose. They've all been there. They're going to fill you in on it. And actually, I'm looking at the website now, and I see the balloons that you guys were just talking about in Africa. It looks fantastic. This is awesome. It is the Fox World Travel Show, 855-616-1620. If you have questions, we have a guest on the line that wants to talk to you, in particular, Linda, when we get back. Yes. Right now, though, we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Elizabeth Linton. And good morning, Elizabeth.
Vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. It's going to be a beautiful day, sunny and 76, already 67 in Milwaukee. We also have Linda and Rocky on with us, and now another call. We're just filling up every space
exactly.
we can here. Let's say good morning to Jim in Brookfield. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning. Hi, Linda. Hi, Rocky. And
Jim.
Rose.
Jim, good morning.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for calling in.
I wanted to talk about Tanzania, but I thought the Galapagos trip with Rose was fantastic and amazing and unbelievable.
Yay.
Then I went to Tanzania, and it was even better.
Oh, there you go.
Jim was my Jeep mate for the tour in Tanzania.
Yeah.
So, full disclosure, he and his lovely wife, Diane, were with me for the trip in Tanzania.
I don't know if it was you, Linda, but somebody said sensory overload, and that's what it was.
Yeah.
There was something to look at near next to you, far away, in the middle, above you, to the left, to the right. Your head was spinning, both physically and mentally. You just couldn't wrap your mind around everything you were seeing. It was just unbelievable. And seeing the young ones and the animals that I've never heard of before, and the birds and the trees, everything. The there was five parks, and they were all different. The lodges were all different, but they're all just luxurious. But the best of all was Ngorongoro Crater. That's called the Garden of Eden in Africa. And to see all those animals all over the place in harmony, it was so peaceful. It was quiet. There was no city noise or anything. It was unbelievable.
And they took really good care of us, too, didn't they, Jim?
Oh, they sure did.
We stayed in lovely accommodations. We ate very well.
The food was great. The lodges were like honeymoon lodges. They were beautiful.
And we went to Maasai Village, and Jim and Diane asked me to do something when I go back to Tanzania this year, and that's bring them some notebook paper, pencils, and crayons, because we get to see the children in their school. And so, unfortunately, Jim's not coming with me this year, but I'm going to honor his request, and I'll be taking that to the school in Tanzania.
Nice.
Well, thank you so much, Jim.
Wait.
Yes. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Rocky.
I do actually. Oh. I have a question off of Jim's comment.
Okay.
You talk about the food. What is food like in Africa? What are we eating when we go there?
Rocky, you tell us. It's not bad at all, is it?
It is the best food you'll ever eat.
Yes.
That's what I will say. The cuisine is just so natural and rich in flavor that it is just what's amazing is the meals there. You look at the plate and it's not the largest portions, but because they're so natural, you just are full longer and you get much more energy, and it's just, every bite is just, it feels like you're having Michelin star dining while you're still out there, experience everything that you are. It is the best food I've every meal, it just feels like, oh, that's the best meal I've ever had, but I know the next meal will be even better.
And here's the beautiful thing about it. They're drawing from all these different cultures, so you're getting cultural experiences included in your cuisine. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
It's basically like home. It feels like these were probably like, you know, recipes that passed down from grandparent to head chef, but it is just always just so flavorful. I'm always so excited after a game drive. I know I'm going to have the best meal I've ever had. And then I know when I come back from that game drive again in the evening, I know that that dinner is somehow going to be even better than that breakfast.
Exactly.
So let's talk about that. Is this like the Italy trip we did where every day there's at least one meal included?
Oh, we feed you all the time. Yeah. I think on your trip, on our African travel trips, it's every meal.
Okay. Because you're not around cities. You're not around.
Right.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's
if you're on safari, you have to eat at the lodge. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah. And what's amazing is I never... Africa is the only destination that I find myself. I'm never snacking because I'm always so well fed and so well taken care of. And the food is just amazing that dining itself is quite the experience. And sometimes we do those special dining moments where you're actually, like you mentioned, Linda, you know, right after the hot air balloon, you're having a breakfast out there in the bush. And the bush is what we call the jungle, just to, kind of our terminology for it, but it's just, you feel having that meal out there in nature, and you just, as Jim said it perfectly, it's sensory overload almost. So you just, the emotions that are coming through, it's just, everything is just exquisite.
I thought of it as an out of Africa moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
It just, everything that I thought of just in that one meal was brought it all together.
Well,
for me.
Then if you go to Kenya, you can actually have an out of Africa experience.
True. Yeah,
exactly.
And speaking of Kenya, like, you know, Hemingway, some of the places that you'll go, Hemingway actually stayed there, did his writing there. And I always think back to his quote, "I envy the person who hasn't been to Africa. They have the most to look forward to."
Isn't that
and once
true?
You go, you understand it completely.
Awesome. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Obviously, we're talking Africa. We do have other questions coming in. Let's get to one of them before we go to the break here. Let's talk to Lori in Menominee Falls. Good morning, Lori. What's your question?
Good morning. My husband and I are headed out on a 14-day land cruise tour to Alaska. We've never been. We're super psyched to go. But also a little worried about the need for travel insurance. And I'm wondering if Rose or anyone could kind of give me an idea of like how much I should expect to need in like medical coverage and insurance and evacuation and all the different categories.
Yep. So first of all, did your tour operator offer you insurance?
Yes.
Okay.
But I heard not to go through the, you know, through the crews because they're looking out for themselves and not for me.
Yeah. Who told you that good advice?
I was actually on Clark Howard. So,
Right. I thought you were going to say a Fox World travel advisor told me that. But in any event, I still suggest that you look at it so you have a base to see what it is they're offering, because what we're going to recommend is something far and away better than what they're offering. But have that as a reference point so you know where to start. At Fox World Travel, we offer Travel Guard. So if you reach out to us by going to our website, foxworldtravel.com, and at the very bottom of the vacation pages, you're going to see a rectangle that says plan your trip. If you put a request in there, where you put your name and your phone number and your email, and your, a departure date is very helpful, not necessary, but helpful. And then tell us what you're looking for. Tell us how much you've paid for the trip. Tell us your dates of your trip. Tell us who's going and the age of those passengers. Because the more that you can tell us, the more that we can help you get a one-time, one-and-done type quote. And then we will give you a quote. And it will give you medical coverage. It will give you, may I ask, what when you booked the trip, how long ago?
Middle of May.
Okay. So what happens is if you don't take the insurance 14 days or less after making deposit, you likely are not going to be able to cover pre-existing conditions any longer, but you are also going to want to have some trip cancellation, trip interruption insurance, as well as the medical evacuation. So my ultimate answer to this is get one of our advisors to get you a quote. If you send that in today, they will send you a quote on Monday. And I believe those quotes hold for 7 days. And then you can decide to make the purchase and you can look elsewhere if you so desire. The cost of a policy is based on how much the trip costs, how long the trip is, and your age.
And when I'm entering trip, does it have to be to the exact dollar, and does that include excursions?
No. What you want to do is give us the most overreaching amount that you can possibly give us. Like, tell us how much your air was, tell us how much your... Some people choose not to include coverage for their airfare, because if you bought the airfare that is non-refundable but reusable, some people choose not to cover their air because they feel like if they don't go, they still have the value of the ticket that they can use for another trip, if that makes sense. So again, a lot of weeds here to get into, and my best advice is let one of our professionals give you an actual quote. That's the best thing I can suggest. Or you can always call 866-GO-FOX-GO if you want to talk to a human being Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
There you go. We are going to take a break. Thank you for your question. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Happy Father's Day weekend. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray, Linda Birch, and we got Rocky on the phone. And Rocky, we have a question that says, what kind of weather is typical in Tanzania on your trips? Is it hot?
No, it's actually quite comfortable. It's, you know, in the early mornings, the sunrise, I always tell people, dress like an onion. You know, you have those layers. So early in the morning, you'll have a little light jacket on and pants, but as the day starts to warm up, as the sun rises, then kind of the jacket comes off. And usually that middle of the day when you're kind of back at your lodge, relaxing, maybe swimming in the pool, that's when, you know, kind of t-shirt, shorts. But then as you go back out for that, you know, late afternoon, evening game drive, you know, that's when those layers that you took off in the morning, they start to come back on. You know, typically the weather's, you know, it's always unpredictable, but it's, you know, usually 70s to 80s. Tanzania is near the equator, so the weather doesn't fluctuate too much. The one thing that really affects it is more altitude. So when you're in Ngorongoro Crater, when you're up on the crater rim, you're about 7,500 feet up. So it can feel a little chillier, especially in the morning. So you'll definitely want to have the jacket on then. But then, you know, as the middle of the day comes, it starts to warm up. So, you know, it's always really very pleasant. Like, you're never going to have those extremes like, oh, it's 120 degrees or it's 30 degrees. But you'll be surprised that sometimes you'll kind of have that jacket out there on a safari. The first time I went on a safari in Tanzania, I was surprised I needed the jacket. But then once I was out there, oh, yeah, I understand it now. And then shortly later, take the jacket off and you're relaxing. So 70s and 80s is typical.
Okay, so we have, please repeat the name of the resort in Tanzania Rock that you were gushing about.
Oh, which resort? Sorry.
I don't know. Which resort were you gushing about in Tanzania? Gushing an awful lot, you guys.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them I was. Which one? Each place I stayed in, I would say I gush about, whether I was in the Serengeti at the Kemarish, or if I was, at Ngorongoro or Tarangire Sopa. I think all of them, Escarpment. Of these I loved.
And the last two that we went to, Kemarish and the one in Ngorongoro, they were new. I think they'd only been open about 6 months before we went in 2025, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm.
Only the best for African travel / Fox World Travel, people.
See the trips now by texting FWT to 855-616-1620. It's been a whole hour of nothing but gushing about Africa. You want to go, so text FWT to 855-616-1620. One segment coming up after this break. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane, Linda, Rocky, Isaac in the producer studio. It's a full house today on the Fox World Travel Show, talking Africa and safaris and delicious cuisine. It's been an interesting hour for me.
Good.
Makes me want to go now.
Good. Okay, so we have another question for Rocky. I went to Cape Town in 2012, and I really enjoyed my time there. Such a beautiful environment. The food and the culture were outstanding. I can't wait to go back sometime. What do you say to somebody that's only been to Cape Town?
Oh, well, first, Cape Town is one of my absolute, it's my favorite city in the world. It surprised me more than anything, but Cape Town is one of those cities, like just like London, just like Paris, there is a plethora of things that you can see and do there. It's itself its own destination, but South Africa has so much to see and do. I mean, their motto is it's the Rainbow Nation, because there's so much diversity. There's so much to experience within. So, I mean, South Africa, you could easily spend, I'm just going to throw out, a whole month in South Africa.
Agreed.
And just barely scrape the surface.
Agree. I text back this texter and said, next up, you need to go on a safari. So
absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So we've got one segment left. Very little time, right? I'm looking over the producer who's going to give
minutes.
Me the hook here. So give us the elevator pitch, Rocky, of 60 seconds of African travel.
So, that's a tough one, but I'll try to go quick. So African travel, we know Africa, and that's all we do. So when you travel with us, Africa can be admittedly a very intimidating destination because there's so many logistics here. But because of us and how we have been there for 50 years, we have people on the ground in every destination we go to, and we have great partners like you at Fox World Travel. We can take all the stress away so that you can just focus on having the most amazing vacation. And Africa it changes everyone in a way that you'll never really understand until you actually go. But Africa always becomes your favorite destination. So even if you're saying it's on my bucket list, I'm just going to go once, I guarantee you're going to go back again and again, because Africa is life-changing. It just wows you at every corner, and there is nothing that compares to that first moment you see some of those iconic wildlife, whether it's the pride of lions that you've always wanted to see, elephants, rhinos. It's just, Africa is all about the wow.
Okay, and then Linda, you have 60 seconds to tell us why you go to Fox World Travel and use our Fox Group Vacations to go to Africa.
Well, because we, first of all, arrange our tours with African Travel, who put together custom trips for us. They include everything that you want to see, you want to do. And of course, you get to travel with one of our tour managers who will take you from the beginning, help you right on through all the way to the end. And I guess the one thing I do have to say is I do have space for 2027 Tanzania departure. Please come travel with me. I would love to show you the incredible world of Tanzania.
I love that.
I love it.
And love if it. You go to our website and you actually go to On Safari in Tanzania with Linda Birch, you will see a video of Linda talking about the yes. Tanzanian safaris and how fabulous they are. So Linda has just stepped into her new position as the senior manager. And so she doesn't do nearly as many trips as she used to or would like to. But Tanzania is going to be an ongoing thing, or Africa in general.
African. Easiest way to see this, text FWT to 855-616-1620. You'll get a link to all the Africa trips. And if you want to see Rocky, he'll be here in September.
He will.
September 12th. While you're at the website, you can register for the big event up at the EAA Museum.
Exactly. So Colleen's filling in for me next week. I'm flying out tonight with a group of fun people to Ireland. So stay safe. Go to Summerfest. Go Brewers. Fox World Travel, African Travel. Thank you, Rocky, for always being there for us. And Linda for flying in from Greenville, Spartanburg, just to be here today.
Appreciate you both.
Oh, thank you so much. Safe travels, Rose. Thanks, safe travels, Linda. And thank you, Dayton.
Thank you, guys. Have a great Father's Day weekend. And thank you to everybody that texted in and called in today. That's what makes this show work. It is the Fox World Travel Show. We'll do it again next week, like Rose said, with Colleen checking in. I am going to hand it over to Joe Krause and the crew from Annex Wealth Management. They're in next with Money Talk.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.